Philip Van Winkle is in a study of the book of 3 John. And now, here's Philip.
In 3 John, chapter 1 and verse 5, John writes, "Beloved, thou doest faithfully whatsoever thou doest to the brethren and to strangers, which have borne witness of thy charity before the church, whom if thou bring forward on their journey after a godly sort, thou shalt do well." Now, let's remember that John is writing to a man named Gaius here. And he calls him beloved. He's already called him that a couple times in these first few verses, and he calls him it here again in verse 5. He wants him to know that he loves him, he respects him. His walk for truth, and as Gaius was living his Christian life, going about his daily Christian business, Gaius did something that John took notice of. I think that's very interesting. Here is an apostle of Jesus Christ, and you would think he's probably seen many, many things in his life. He had walked with Christ, as he had done all the miracles, he had done so many things. I wonder if it took a lot to impress John, right? So here's this man Gaius, and he's just living his regular Christian life, but he's doing something that John takes notice of. Well, what is it? He's offering hospitality to brethren who are traveling. The brethren who were traveling had stayed in his home, and Gaius had been noticed for his hospitality to these travelers time and time again. John described this activity as a faithful work. A thought crosses my mind here also. Back up in verse 2, when John wanted him to prosper, he prayed for him to prosper. And then the word "if" here, it could indicate, I don't know if it indicates it or not, but he may not have been a very prosperous man financially. And yet he deserved a huge commendation here because he was making the best of what he had. He may have even, to some degree, been poor. He may not have had a lot of things. But when he saw a brother in need, whatever he had, he offered it to them. If it was nothing more than just allowing them to stay at his house, maybe cook him some meals, that's what he was going to do. I can recall, even in my mission work that I have done before, that when I go over to some of these places, and I've been really to Asia, I guess, the most, I go to some of these places, you'd be surprised who it is that is the most caring. It's not the person who has the biggest house. It's not the person who drives the fanciest car. It is usually the one who has to take a bus to get from one place to another. It's usually the one who doesn't have any air conditioning or any carpeting in their house. They're the ones who want me to come and stay with them. They're the ones who want to take me out to eat. They can hardly afford to have real nice food for themselves, but whenever a brother comes, they make sure that they have a big feast. And so we're looking at this man Gaius. Gaius was a man who understood what it meant to sacrifice, to give of himself for the cause of Christ. Why is that important? We need to understand some things about hospitality in John's day. Hospitality back then, it's still a huge deal here, and it's really a big deal, really, really a big deal over in some of the Asian countries. But back in John's day, it was very, very big. In fact, I'll just read to you from one commentator, William Barclay. Here's what he says. He says, and I'm quoting here, he says, "The Greek had an instinctive dislike for taking money for the giving of hospitality. Therefore, the profession of an innkeeper ranked very low. Inns were notoriously dirty and flea-infested. Innkeepers were notoriously rapacious, so that Plato compared them to pirates who hold their guests ransom before they allow them to escape." And so we're talking about what it means to give hospitality to someone. If the world accepted the obligation of extending hospitality to others, certainly, we as Christians must go above and beyond that. I can tell you right now, even in my trips over to Asia, the world treats me very nice. People who I just will meet will invite me to do certain things or maybe sit down and have a cup of coffee with them or something like that. And I can't even get my brethren to ask me over to have some coffee. We're talking about the importance of being hospitable. It was a huge deal, and it still is. In Romans chapter 12, verse 13, Paul says, distributing to the necessity of the saints, given to hospitality. What does it mean to be given to hospitality? When someone looks at Philip Van Winkle, they need to say, now there's a guy who knows what it means to be hospitable. The Hebrews writer says in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 2, be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares. In your life, in your Christian walk, you're going to get busy doing things, but one thing you don't need to forget, be hospitable. You know, the great thing about hospitality is that everyone can and should do it. It doesn't matter how much money you have. It doesn't matter your status. It doesn't matter your race. It doesn't matter your sex. You could be man. You could be woman. Everyone can do it. Elders are told to be hospitable, but widows are also told to be hospitable. Here's a man, Gaius, and he had developed this great reputation as one who was not only loyal to the truth, not only actively seeking the truth and studying God's word, but one who was active in doing what he was supposed to be doing. Traveling preachers were a well-known feature in the life in this first century. And Gaius was a gracious host to all these missionaries, these gospel preachers. Notice we said faithful. Faithful, because you remember what John had written to the elect lady, as we just studied in 2 John. He said in 2 John chapter 1, verse 9, whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he hath both the Father and the Son. If there come any unto you and bring not this doctrine, receive him not to your house, neither bid him Godspeed. For he that biddeth him Godspeed is a partaker of his evil deeds. But Gaius, he wasn't setting about helping out false teachers. He was helping out faithful gospel preachers, faithful missionaries. And those brethren who had been the recipients of his hospitality spoke about him. Now that tells me something. That tells me that while Gaius had these people in his house, he must have treated them like royalty. That's one thing for you and I to just say, hey, why don't you just come over to the house? And then they go into that room, they shut their door, and they come out and they want to talk, and you're off playing on the computer, or you're off doing mowing your yard, or I don't know what it is you may be doing. But this man apparently showed them great hospitality. These preachers would go around, they would say, you know what, I stayed with Brother Gaius last week, and man, let me tell you, he knows how to treat company. He showed us a good time, and we enjoyed our fellowship with each other. We talked about the Bible. We talked about all kinds of things. And he knows how to really show a brother how to be hospitable. We need to be thankful for generous hospitality. I will never forget the ones who have shown me great hospitality. And they take you to these restaurants, and you know that they can't even afford on a regular basis to eat at these places, but because you're a missionary, because you're a preacher, they want to do something good for you. And I'll never forget it, but I can tell you this much. More importantly than that, God will never forget it. I'm thankful anytime someone has me over to their home. But we should know this. We don't do it so that Philip doesn't forget. We need to make sure that we're comforted knowing that God does not forget. And so he says in verse 6, which have borne witness of the charity before the church, whom if thou bring forward on their journey after a godly sort, thou shalt do well. Because that for his name's sake, they went forth, taking nothing from the Gentiles, We therefore ought to receive such that we might be fellow helpers of the truth. John turned from the past, and now he turns to the future, from what thou doest to what thou will do. John encourages Gaius to continue helping these traveling brothers in their visits. He says that thou shalt do well. This is a form of really giving thanks in advance. You and I might do the same thing from time to time. I can remember that my dad was going to go out and visit a congregation up in California, a congregation which I knew of, and he was going to go out and visit them. And so I talked to the preacher there beforehand, and I said, well, I just want to thank you in advance for taking care of my dad. Well, that's what John is doing right here. He's saying, thank you in advance for the things that you are going to do as well. Continue doing this. And so he was confident that Gaius was going to keep assisting the brethren every time he had an opportunity. One writer says about him, Linsky says, Gaius would lodge these missionaries, but that would be the least he would do. He would also send them forward on their journey, which does not mean he would just wave goodbye and say goodbye to them, but rather he would give them adequate supplies, since they traveled on foot and often covered considerable distances until some other congregation or friend gave them new supplies, sending them forward with required money. And so Gaius was doing a great good in helping them, and not only would he help them by allowing them to stay on in his house, but if what Linsky says is true, that means that he gave of himself things that he might even need later. He would gladly give to these preachers because he knew that they were going to be traveling on foot. So Gaius was doing this great good in helping to spread the gospel by aiding preachers of the truth. Well, you and I need to take that to heart as well, because in our Christian lives, we go to work and we come home, and sometimes there's opportunities that a preacher may come through town, and we have the opportunity to have him stay with us, or we have the opportunity possibly to take him out for dinner, to treat him nice, to show him that we respect and we support what he's doing. And when those opportunities come up, Gaius is a good example for us to follow, that we should be like him and offer such help.